with a ringing of that bell, you know that it is time for another class period of the Warren County Radio Bible School. And so I invite you at this time to get your Bible and turn to the epistle of Paul to Timothy. This is that first epistle. You'll find them together, 1st and 2nd Timothy, following that Titus, and then following that Philemon and Hebrews. So turn in the New Testament to that first epistle of Paul to Timothy, and we'll be reading that epistle in this class. We're doing this as a part of our study of Timothy, one of the great men of the Bible. And while you're turning there, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola, at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and I am aware, as I am teaching the Bible to you, I am teaching to you that single most precious and wonderful piece of literature that has ever been produced in all of the world. Because the men that wrote these words wrote what they did by the power of the Holy Spirit that was upon them. And so every word we read is a word that has its origin in the mind of God. And it is my privilege and your joy for me to read and for you to listen to the reading of God's Word on this program. And since we've been studying Timothy as one of the great men of the Bible, I'm going to read to you those two letters that Paul sent to Timothy. And we'll begin with 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 1. Imagine you receiving such a letter as this. As I read this to you, Paul is a free man. He is out doing his work, and he has left Timothy in Ephesus to take care of things and to teach things in that church of which they need to be instructed. And we'll see what those things are as we read this epistle. Here we go. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, according to the commandment of God our Savior, and Christ Jesus our hope, unto Timothy, my true child in faith, grace, mercy, peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, 1 Timothy 1 and verse 3. As I exhorted thee to tarry at Ephesus when I was going into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge certain men not to teach a different doctrine, neither to give heed to fables and endless genealogies which minister questions, rather than a dispensation of God which is in faith, so do I now. But the end of the charge is love, out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned, from which things some, having swerved, have turned aside unto vain talking, desiring to be teachers of the law, though they understand neither what they say nor whereof they confidently affirm. But we know that the law is good, if a man use it lawfully, as knowing this, the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and unruly, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for fornicators, for abusers of themselves with men, for men-stealers, for liars, for false swearers, and if there be any other thing contrary to sound doctrine, according to the gospel of the glory of the blessed God which is committed to my trust. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. I thank him that enabled me, even Christ Jesus our Lord, for that he counted me faithful, appointing me to his service, though I was before a blasphemer, and a persecutor, and injurious, howbeit I obtained mercy, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord abounded exceedingly with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Faithful is the saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit for this cause I obtain mercy, that in me, as chief, might Jesus Christ show forth all his long suffering, for an example of them that should hereafter believe on him the eternal life. Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This charge I commit unto thee, my child Timothy, according to the prophecies which led the way to thee, that by them thou mayest war the good warfare, holding faith in a good conscience, which some, having thrust from them, have made shipwreck concerning the faith, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they might be taught not to blaspheme. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1. I exhort, therefore, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings, and all that are in high place, that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and gravity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who would have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, one mediator also between God and man, himself man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to the testimony to be born in its own times, whereunto I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I speak the truth, I lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 8. I desire therefore that men pray in every place, lifting up holy hands without wrath and disputing, in like manner that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefastness and sobriety, not with braided hair and gold or pearls or costly raiment, but which becometh women professing godliness through good works. Let a woman learn in quietness with all subjection, but I permit not a woman to teach, nor to have dominion over a man, but to be in quietness. For Adam was first formed, then Eve. And Adam was not beguiled, but the woman being beguiled had fallen into transgression. But she shall be saved through her childbearing, if they continue in faith and love and sanctification with sobriety. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1. Faithful is the saying, if a man seeketh the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. The bishop, therefore, must be without reproach, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, orderly, given to hospitality, apt to teach, no brawler, no striker, but gentle, not contentious, no lover of money, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. But if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being puffed up he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good testimony from them that are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Deacons, in like manner, must be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre,
holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience, and let these also first be proved. Then let them serve as deacons, if they be blameless. Women in like manner must be grave, not slanderers, temperate, faithful in all things. Let deacons be husbands of one wife, ruling their children in their own houses well. For they that have served well as deacons gain to themselves a good standing and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 14. These things write I unto thee, hoping to come to thee shortly. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how men ought to behave themselves in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. He who is manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached among the nations, believed on in the world, received up into glory. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1. But the Spirit saith expressly, that in latter times some shall depart away from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons, through the hypocrisy of men that speak lies, branded in their own consciences with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanded to abstain from meats which God created to be received with thanksgiving by them that believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified through the word of God and prayer. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 6. If thou put the brethren in mind of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Christ Jesus, nourished in the words of the faith and of the good doctrine which thou hast followed unto now. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise therefore thyself unto godliness. For bodily exercise is profitable for a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having the promise of the life which now is, and of that which is to come. Faithful is the saying, and worthy of all acceptation. For to this end we labor and strive, because we have our hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of them that believe. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example unto them that believe, in word, in manner of life, in love, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give heed to reading, to exhortation, to teaching. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Be diligent in these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy progress may be manifest unto all. Take heed to thyself and to thy teaching. Continue in these things, for in so doing thou shalt save both thyself and them that hear thee. 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 1. Rebuke not an elder, but exhort him as a father, and the younger men as brethren, the elder women as mothers, the younger as sisters in all purity. Honor widows that are widows indeed. But if any widow hath children or grandchildren, let them learn first to show piety toward their own family, and to requite their parents, for this is acceptable in the sight of God. Now she that is a widow indeed and desolate hath her hope set on God, and continueth in supplications and prayers night and day. But she that giveth herself to pleasure is dead while she liveth. These things also command, that they may be without reproach.